ABC Radio Australia.
The Australian government has come to the aid of the Fijian rugby sevens team ahead of their defence of the Olympic gold medal in Tokyo next month. The COVID-19 restrictions in Fiji mean the squad have been training in a bubble for several weeks and unable to play any sort of competitive matches. But now, with the assistance of Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Oceania Rugby has organised a pre-Olympic sevens tournament to be played in the North Queensland city of Townsville. General Manager Bruce Cook says Fiji will be joined in the men's event by the Australian and New Zealand Olympic squads, while Fijiana, who are also Tokyo-bound, will feature in the women's event, again alongside Australia and New Zealand.
It's around giving the pre-qualified Olympic teams, giving them some high-performance games in a high-performance environment in the same format that they'll be using at the Olympics. It took a bit of time, but the key thing was the Australian government getting on board around the quarantine side of things.
So, particularly as far as Fiji are concerned, what are the quarantine protocols that they're going to have to go through? Because back in Fiji at the moment, they've got a bit of a problem with COVID.
Well, New Zealand are in the bubble, and New Zealand will come straight across, so that's not an issue. They don't have to go through any quarantine specific measures. However, the Fijian sides, the men's and the women's sides and their staff, they will arrive in Brisbane and they will then go straight into a 2-week quarantine program. But what the Fijians have been doing, they've been basically in a bubble in Fiji for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and they've been doing tough over there. And they'll come here, and then once they're out of quarantine, they'll move up to Townsville.
So essentially for all three teams, without this tournament, there wouldn't really be a prospect of meaningful competition between now and the Olympics?
Absolutely none. And we flagged this when we were doing our scenario planning last year. We said we've got to figure out how to get these teams some high-level, high-performance games in a high-performance environment that mimics the Olympic environment and the over 3 days and morning and afternoon sessions. So we worked on it very hard. Wayne Schuster, our competitions manager, has been working on it for the last 6 or 8 months, and we got great support from the Australian government, great support from the Queensland government and Townsville Council now, and we're up here.
And as regards the financing of the project, you've talked about the involvement of the Australian government. This is all part, I presume, yes, of the Step Up and the AusPac Sports Partnership. But this partnership seems to be growing and growing. I mean, this Australian government is very, very keen to help with Pacific sport where it can.
It is. And this is the first of a couple of announcements that we made in that area. The rest of the announcements, which we think will be made sometime later this month, are also tremendously exciting for sport and for sports people within the Pacific.
I presume, though, that one announcement you would love to hear, but I'm pretty sure isn't going to happen, is pool matches for Pacific Island teams in the World Cup if Australia's bid gets up for 2027.
That would be tremendous if the bid gets up. I know that Australian Rugby is working on it extremely hard. I went to their bid launch in Sydney, and they've got the right people in the right places to really deliver on that. So we've got our fingers crossed as Oceania Rugby, and we'll help them as much as we can, because there's a lot of impact beyond programs that Rugby Australia will want to do, not only in Australia with the Pacifica community, but also in the Oceania region itself. So that's really exciting as well.
And the fact that this Sevens tournament has been, as it were, in development for some time, was there any thought at any stage that Samoa or Tonga, were either of those two to qualify for the Olympics, might have been involved? Of course, they still have to go through that process, so they clearly couldn't be involved this time. But if they'd pre-qualified, would they have been invited too?
If they'd have pre-qualified, we would have made every attempt in the world to get them here. Yeah, for sure. Fiji had already qualified, and New Zealand and Australia in both the men's and the women's, and that's what we had. And if any of the other countries had qualified at this point in time, then they would have been part of this tournament. That's the way we've looked at it.
And could I just ask you one thorny question about the eligibility issue? It's pertinent because Tonga and Samoa are going to Monaco shortly to compete in the Olympics repechage, and there are a number of Tongan players, I understand, who are planning to come back having played for the Wallabies or the All Blacks, but one of those players who can't do that is Charles Pietau, who will be tied up playing club rugby in England for Bristol, who are currently the number one side in the country. Is there any sign that World Rugby might be prepared to just bend the rules a little to allow a guy who clearly wants to come back and play for Tonga but can't play in the Sevens to qualify, that there may be a way, a loophole, to let him come back and play for Tonga?
From my reading of the tea leaves, there's no loopholes. It would mean sometime in the future changing the regulations, but at this point in time, for these Olympics coming up, I think we're stuck with what we've got.
It's very unfortunate, though, isn't it, for a player who, through no fault of his own, can't be in two places at once.
Yeah, it is. It's very unfortunate, but, you know, that's the way it pans out, and there's nothing much that we can do about it from down here. I know Tonga are working very hard with World Rugby to see if there's any way through, but I haven't received an update in the last couple of days on that.
That's Bruce Cook, who's General Manager of Oceania Rugby and the Pacific Isles Sports Oceania Sevens event, will be played over 3 days from June the 25th to the 27th up there in Townsville. And there will be more Australian government money going into Pacific Rugby in July, with Pacific Isles Sports funding the two-match test series between the Australian women's team, the Wallaroos, and Manasina Samoa, those matches to be played in Brisbane and Sydney.